It looks like tonight is our last broadcast with no one here. And I'm pretty excited about that. It's going to be nice to have you guys back Sunday. I know it's going to be limited and there are going to be some things we have to do, but very excited to have you guys back here with us. Tonight I want to read you this passage, and it's a story about how Jesus raises a widow's son. And as I look at this, I think, you know, I wish that I always had this kind of boldness, that no matter what you walk into, that you are ready to usher Jesus in. And as a pastor, I see a lot of things, but you know, before I was a pastor and just going to church, it's like there were a lot of things that I saw in life. I saw people hurting. I saw people having the best day of their lives, and oftentimes you see those things in the same day. I mean, there have been times as a pastor that I've done a funeral and a wedding on the same day. It's like the saddest moment in someone's life in the morning, and yet one of the happiest moments in someone's life in the afternoon. Everyone's having their own life experience, but in every situation, whether it be good or whether it be tough, we're always there to usher Jesus in. And if you think about it, that's what Jesus did with everywhere he went. He ushered God into the lives of people, and they had an experience with God himself through him. And so I want to read to you this passage. And I want you to notice some of the boldness we see in him as he walks into situations that he wasn't really necessarily prepared for, but he was always ready in the Lord. So here's what he said. Here's what happens. And this is in Luke chapter 7, beginning of verse 11. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. Now, just to give you a little bit of background, Nain is about 10 miles from Nazareth. So it's about from here to Clifton Forge. And so I don't know that he knew the people in the town. He might have known the people in the town. But he's walking into a situation where he has a lot of people following him, and he's going into this town. It says, as he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And the large crowd from the town was with her, and when the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, don't cry. And I want you to get a picture of this. There's this large crowd of people coming into the city, and there's a large crowd of people coming out of the city carrying a dead body with a mother who is distraught. This is what Jesus sees when he walks into town. And this is a tough situation. I mean, this would be hard for anyone. This is not what he expected, I'm sure. You know, he's always ready. Of course, he's Jesus. He's ready to bring the Lord, God into their lives. And so we know that he was ready for that part. But his heart still went out for the widow who lost her only son. And so here he stands, and this is what it says. Then he went up and he touched the coffin. Okay, it doesn't say he knew them or anything. He walks right up into the middle of all that. He puts his hands, he touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still, and he said, young man, I say to you, get up. The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. I mean, what a scene this must have been. You know, this happened so fast. It's like he sees the situation, he immediately says, I belong here. He goes right to the front of it all. I don't know a lot of people that have that kind of boldness as Christians. They're like, you know, I see this mother who's just so distraught over something. I see she's lost her son. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go up and I'm going to lay hands on that casket and I'm going to call him out of that casket right in front of everybody. But that's the kind of boldness we see in Jesus because he was doing his father's business. He was doing the work of his father. It says this, they were all filled with awe and praised God, and a great prophet has appeared among us, they said. God has come to help his people. This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. Man, I look at this situation here, and I just think, you know, in every place that we go, and I know this because we've traveled around a lot over the years, and there are times when you're pulling into a town, and you'll see a funeral procession. You'll also sometimes you'll see a big party happening over at the park or something. There's always something happening, and oftentimes it's all at the same time. At any point in any time, like even right now, there are people who are watching this that are going through something really, really hard. There are families also that are experiencing some of the most joyous days of their lives right now, and it's all happening simultaneously. And in those situations, as we as Christians, as we move throughout our lives, our only job, we were created to usher Jesus into people's lives. Like into every one of those situations. And a lot of times we say, well, I don't know what to say. Of course we don't. We're not Jesus. But the thing about it is this, that God will give you everything that you need in that moment. You just need to be bold enough to step out in it. You know? That whatever you need, God is going to give you what you need. There are times where people are going through some of the most amazing moments. I mean, let me tell you what happened yesterday and let me tell you what happened today. Okay? Because it's a stark difference. Yesterday, Brooklyn Engel gave birth to her baby girl, Ella, one of the cutest little girls I've ever seen. And what an amazing day for the family. I mean, what a joyous day. They posted pictures. I mean, beautiful baby. What an incredible thing. I mean, just an awesome, awesome day for their family. And today, Daisy Boyd, who is 94 years old, passed away, Dr. Boyd's mom. And it's some of the saddest times, and at the same time, yesterday, one of the greatest times. But here's the thing about it for us, is that in both situations, and this is just one example, that we find a place in both of those things, is that we bring Jesus into both of them. That when we come up to little Ella, that we lay hands on Ella and we actually bless her, because we have the authority to bless our babies, you know? We have the authority to do that and to pray a blessing over her. And at the same time, with Daisy, we have the ability to pray God's comfort over the Boyd family and his peace over them. And we have the authority to be there and just to lay hands on them and to be with them as they go through that time. And we belong in all those situations. And so many times, I think there's this like timidity inside of us that says, I don't really want to do that because what if they're not okay with it? But here's the thing. I look at what Jesus did here, and I don't know that the widow was okay with what was happening in the moment. She was just probably like, I don't know what's going on, but she wanted to see what was getting ready to happen. You know, there was a curiosity in her, like, you know, if this guy is trying to call my son out of his coffin, I want to see this. And, you know, I think that there are times where we need to move into situations sometimes we hold back from, because sometimes we don't really understand the authority that we have and the rights we have as Christians to bless and to bring comfort in and to usher Jesus into situations. Because, I mean, here's the thing. It's like we were called to usher Jesus into the most difficult places and also to the most amazing, joyous places as well. I mean, think about this. There are people out there right now who've got a new job today. I mean, they're so excited. They've been waiting for this job. They finally got the job. Today is an awesome day for them. Wouldn't it be cool that we move in and we pray God's favor over them in their workplace so that when they go in there, they do such an amazing job that they continue to get promoted? Wouldn't it be nice that we do that? But oftentimes we just send them a little Facebook message, hey, cool, great job. You know, but we can do more than that. You know, we can usher Jesus in. It's what we've been called to do. There have been people who have had a newborn baby, and we have the right to bless those babies. They have children who are having troubles, but we could be praying over those children because we have the authority to pray over our children and speak life into them. And we could be doing that. There are people who are getting married today or getting married soon. And the thing is, we have the ability to dedicate them to the Lord and their marriage to the Lord. That we pray and say, God, I want you to be a part of this. I want you to be the center of this. And we have the authority to actually pray that over people and ask God's blessing over their marriage for many years of blessings together. We have the right to do that. But so many times we really lack that kind of boldness that we see in Jesus, where he goes into town in a situation that's tough, you know, where people are coming out carrying a dead body, and next thing you know, he's in there laying hands on a coffin and telling them to get up. You know, in situations where most people would just be like, I don't even know what to do with it. I don't know what's going on right now. He walks right into the middle of it, and he takes authority over those things. And I know some of you might say, well, we're talking about Jesus here. But, you know, Jesus said, the things that I did, you'll do even greater things than these. But you'll only do greater things than these if you have the boldness to step out in it, right? That's what the way it comes down. You know, there are times where we see people suffering in life. And we see them going through some tough things. Many people suffering from diseases and from issues and from fear and all of those kinds of things that are happening. And we have the ability to go in there and pray for God's deliverance for them. But, you know, so often in those situations, we commiserate with people. You know, oh, I'm so sorry that I know it's hard. I know it's so hard. And it's okay for us to feel that way. It's like when Jesus saw the widow, he says, don't cry. You know, we even see that one, the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. You know, it's like he has compassion for people, but he doesn't commiserate. You know what I mean? He doesn't, like, get into the situation where he puts himself with them and lays down with them in the trench. He lifts them up out of it. You know, and that's the authority that we have. And so we can be praying for God's deliverance for people who are suffering from things like that. But I wonder how many times we look throughout our life and we look throughout every day and where we go and what we do, and we look into the eyes of people that we see at Walmart, as we see in the community, we see at church, whatever the case is, and we look at them and we think, you know, I don't know what's going on with them today, but I have a feeling they're going through something hard. I wonder how many of us are willing to go up to them and say, you know what, I don't know what you're going through today, but I feel like I need to pray for you. I wonder if any of us have that kind of boldness, because that's the kind of boldness I see in this passage. It's the kind of boldness I see when he cast demons out of people, when people were blind and he gave them their sight back, and when they couldn't speak, he gave them the ability to speak. When they came up with leprosy and they were completely detestable to society, he pulls them in and cleanses them. He did things that most of us wouldn't even begin to think about doing because we're afraid of what might happen. But the thing about it is that we need to have that kind of boldness to take the very power of God into the lives of people around us, and we need to be thinking about that as we go through life, because we come across situations all the time. I don't know about you, but I mean, how many times have we been in situations where we see a funeral processional go by, you know, that we see these things happening in life, we see people suffering, we see people having a hard time. We see these things and we let them go by, and we say a little silent prayer to ourselves, like, oh God, do something for them. You know, I know their heart, it's hard for them right now. I don't really want to get over there and say anything to them because I don't know how they'll take it. There's no boldness in that. You know, and I'm not saying we need to be annoying and get it right up in everybody's face and tell them they need Jesus. That's not what I'm saying, okay? But I am saying this, is that there's got to be a boldness that we say that I understand that I was created to usher Jesus into the lives of people around me in every situation that I see. And I wonder if we're willing to do that. Because when we're willing to do that, lives change. I can tell you that when it comes to this widow right here, her life changed. Her life changed. She was blown away. She got her son back. It was like somebody just breathed life back into her again. And you know, we have the ability to breathe life back into people through Jesus Christ, through his power. We can do that. You know, it says here that when all this happened, they praised God, but they made this statement. It says that they said, God has come to help his people. And there's something about that that just really like hit me hard. Like, I wonder how many times that we've reached out to somebody and someone, as they're walking away, they thought, you know what? God really came to help his people today. Like, God showed up just now. And I wonder how many times that we've left people with that, you know? Like, I don't know what all happened, but God really used that person right now, and he poured out his love, and he poured out his comfort, and I just experienced something I have never experienced in my life. I wonder how many of us have left that with people around us. Because I don't know about you, but that's what I want to leave. You know, I want them to have that experience that when we get done talking, when I get done ministering, when I get done pouring into their lives and being there for them and ushering in Jesus, that when I'm done, it says they're filled with awe and they praised God, and God has come to help his people. It's like, that's what we want to leave. We don't want people to say, oh, you know, that Steve guy, he was amazing. He came out and he talked to me and everything's better. He's a really good pastor. No, I want people to praise God when it's all said and done. Like, it's all about him. I have nothing to bring to the table except the fact that Jesus is in me. And so I bring Jesus, who is in me, to the table to bring the healing that they need, to bring whatever they need, and I'm willing to do that because I know there's power in him and not in me. And when we get that, we understand that in every situation, we find ourselves wanting to do things. We find ourselves around little children, and we want to bless them like Jesus said. You know, he says, you know, he loved blessing the kids and bringing them into himself, and it's like, you know, I wish that that was where we were. But in our society, it's like that's not where our head is so much. But it needs to be. It needs to be. That when we're around little kids, that, you know, we just actually lay our hands on them and say, bless you, because we have the authority to do that. And that as people are hurting, that we immediately pray for them and ask for God's comfort and the power of his Holy Spirit to overwhelm them to a place where they experience peace they've never experienced before. That God puts us in situations all the time. He puts us in these situations at work, in the community, when we go to funerals, when we go to weddings, when we see babies born, and these are just all the examples, but all the things that happen in life, and there's like no limit to what all can happen in life, right? That when someone has a real major issue in their life, let's just say that someone has someone has just fallen and they've gotten to a place that's so hard for themselves, they need somebody to come pick them up and to help them. And I wonder how many times we've let that stuff go because it was awkward. It's like, I don't know what to say. Anybody ever thought that before? Like, I don't even know what to say in this situation. So we stay home and we pray. And there's nothing wrong with praying. Don't get me wrong. Pray. But sometimes we need to be bold enough to go over to that person and say, you know what, it's time to get up right now. I need to talk to you. It's time for me to speak some life into you because Jesus is getting ready to do something amazing in your life. And I know right now you feel low, but I want you to sit up and listen to me because I have something to tell you that's going to change your life. And we usher Jesus in. And when we leave, they say, man, God really came to help his people today. You know, he was here for me today. I've had that experience with people. I've been low enough where I've needed people to come out, and some people have been bold enough to actually come out to my house and talk to me and say, look, get up. You know, and they began to speak life over me, and they began to say things to me that just absolutely filled me up. And I'm glad they were bold enough to do it because not everybody's bold enough to do that stuff. But that's the boldness that we need to have. It's a godly boldness. It's not like you go out there thinking, I know it all, you know. Like, I know what happened. I know how you got where you are. Let me help you fix it all. That's not the attitude that we have. We go out there with an understanding that, you know what, God has given us a boldness to bring Jesus today, and I'm going to bring him. And I don't know if you've ever had that thought process before, but I can tell you, I don't want to miss it anymore. Because, I mean, he goes to Nain, I can go to Clifton Forge, right? I mean, 10 miles away. I can go there, and I can begin to walk, and I can begin to see things that are happening to people. I can begin to see people hurting. I can see people that are just on cloud nine, and in both situations, I have a place there. You know, if I'm bold enough to actually do something or say something, you know, I want to be that way. I mean, I'm kind of an introvert, so, you know, my first thought is they don't want to talk to me. You know, I'm just going to sit over here and just be to myself, you know. But we can't live like that all the time, you know. Like, I want my life to matter, you know, and it's not just about what I do here. It's not just about people are going, like, you get to preach to people, you get to do all this. This is not where all the ministry happens. This is a piece of it. Ministry happens in life. Ministry happens when we're out talking to people, where we're out with the people in real life. You know, when I'm out pouring concrete, it's like, you know, that's ministry too. I mean, we're always out there in a place where we can bring Jesus. But the question is, are we really willing to do that? Because it takes a boldness. And I wonder if we're willing to pray, you know, God, give me a boldness. Give me something inside of me that when I see a child, I don't care what anybody thinks, I'm laying hands on them and I'm blessing them because I can. That the next time I see a situation that's awkward and I don't really know what to do, I'm going to pray, and whatever you tell me, I'll go do it. That the next time I see someone hurting at a funeral, I won't stay back and just pray a silent prayer and walk out the door. I'll go up to them, and I'll begin to pray for them. And, you know, there have been times, and there have been times that God has put on my heart to, like, go up and lay hands on the casket and pray that this person's raised. And to be honest, I've not seen it. However, it wouldn't surprise me if I did, because I know that when it's God's will, it's going to happen. I just know it. But I think he's waiting for us to be bold enough to do it. And I'm sure people think when I go to a funeral and before I actually do the funeral, I go up and lay hands on the person and I pray, God, if this is your will right now, then raise them up right now in the name of Jesus. You know, I'm sure they're wondering what I'm praying when I go up there. I do it all the time. I do it because I believe that God's going to do it one day, and I can't wait to see it. I can't wait. But we got to be bold enough to do it. And so what I want to pray for you tonight is that God gives you a boldness. That he gives you a boldness to go into places you've never been before, to say things that you thought you'd never say, to even step into situations that are awesome and make them better. You know, like that you're willing to bring Jesus into every situation that you see because you know that not only do you have the authority to do it, but the people know that you love them, and when you do it, it's meaningful to them, and they have an experience with Jesus. So when it's all said and done, they say, you know what, today God came to help his people, and I can feel it. You know, that's what I want. And so I just want to pray for you tonight that God gives you that kind of boldness. Father, I just thank you so much for all of the situations that you bring us. Lord, I know that sometimes life is kind of a mishmash of things. We have great times and bad times and awkward times. We have a lot of things that we see and a lot of things that we come up against. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you help us to have a boldness, a godly boldness about us, so that we're willing to move into each and every one of those situations to release the blessings that you've given us the authority to release. That you give us the healing that we have the authority to release in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we're able to say the words that need to be said in the moment to bring comfort and peace to people. And Lord, that we're willing to call upon the power of the Holy Spirit to do healings, Lord, to do work in people, to bring conviction to people, Lord. Lord, to do a work in them that only you can do so that when it's all said and done, Lord, they say, boy, God really takes care of us, you know. Lord, I know that that's why you made us. I know that that's why we were created. Lord, I pray that you help us not to be complacent, that we don't get so introverted, we just keep to ourselves. Lord, we have the most amazing good news that anybody could ever have. Lord, help us not to keep it inside. Lord, help us to release this, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you give us a boldness, that you give us the courage, Lord, that you give us a love for people that's even greater than our love for our own comfort, so that we're willing to step outside of our comfort zone to just extend your love into the lives of people who are broken and who feel unloved. Lord, I thank you so much for placing us in this community. I pray that you let your Holy Spirit wells up inside of us, Lord, to a place where we are so bold that we're able to move out and do and say the things that you've called us to do and say, Lord, so that we can change our community for you. Lord, we love you and we thank you. Today we claim today you are our healer. You are our provider. You are the one, the source of blessing. You are everything that we need, Lord. Lord, I pray that we never take that place. And Lord, I pray that as we usher you into the lives of people around us, that the message is extremely clear, that you are the one making the change. You are the one bringing the healing. You are the one providing, and you are the one who is blessing. Lord, we want them to have an experience with you so that when we leave and we step out of the way, Lord, that they know they've been touched by you. Lord, we love you and praise you and thank you. Thank you for using us and use us even more in the future, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to give you just a little bit of instruction for Sunday because Sunday is going to be awesome. I'm just going to be honest. I am going to be super pumped to have everybody back. And I know that we're doing two services, so we're not going to be able to fill the place up. We do have some distancing requirements and things, and there is going to be a point where we have so many people that we can't take any more for a service and we have to go to the next one. But it will be at 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. We will not be having breakfast and we won't have children's services. But we'll all be in here. We're going to have people helping you seat to make sure that we do everything correctly. We also are going to be sanitizing the facility between services, so everything will be clean for the next service when people come in. We will have a coffee bar running. We won't be filling your own coffee cups, though, so don't bring those. We'll just give you a fresh coffee cup when you come in. And so we'll keep all that clean. We do have a hand sanitizing station out in the foyer, so you'll be able to clean your hands anytime you need to do that. We have our offering buckets in the back, so we'll not be passing anything around. So we've been as respectful as we can to what the governor has asked and what's best for the people. And so we're doing all of those things. We also repainted the whole sanctuary, so I hope you enjoy it when you get here. And so there's just been a lot of things that leads up to the excitement of what God is doing. And we are so excited to have you back. And so we hope to see you guys Sunday. If you guys have any questions, you can contact Lori Williams here at the office or myself. The number is 962-5814, and we can answer any questions you might have. So hope to see you Sunday. If for some reason you're not feeling like this is a good time for you to come, please don't feel obligated to come. Just whenever you're comfortable, we want you to come in here. But if now's not the time for you, we totally understand. And we'll look forward to seeing you as soon as you do feel comfortable and you want to come back. So anyway, God bless all of you. And if there are any questions, let us know.